Getting blurred. So we're called yoga. I talked to Timmons, and he had not been able to reach Mel, just to get his hand up, and he better off the monitors. And, yeah, kept it. Bill said the calendar had been good on the war, it was soft on Russia, you know. But, he's been pretty well with us on the war, and he thought he'd be very good at it there. And, he thinks you ought to have him in all of them. You ought to make up the big six and include on it.
But we always have Russia, so let's invite him here.
On the basis of pro tem, which would,
yeah,
preclude having to have May on.
Well, President pro tem sees the same rank as Speaker. Speaker, President pro tem is an important line of command to the country. President dies, the Vice President dies, Speaker's next, President pro tem is next.
Tell Timmons to go ahead and add Senator Allender.
The President wants.
To the 7 o'clock meeting. I talked to him about it, so that was really good. Okay. Henry or Hay or anybody in there, Henry was briefly impressed.
I don't want to do it alone.
Just want to do it alone.
The irony or something. Over to see me, and he said, "Oh, Dr. Teller, I'm all what's on this." about he's right. Everybody in the business community, all these assholes that we've done things for, here again. You know, we just don't know, we don't, not all this. Yeah, but volunteer.
Volunteer to call the president, call the senator.
My point is that I think I had a raised point, and his point was that where are we going to get the spirit, you know, that he says if you always have to wait for Mac to do something in the name of God, are we up against, you know, the wrong body? Maybe he's right. Maybe you overreact. My view is this, that's just cold turkey. I'm not going to talk to anybody tonight. Just going to hold it. I stirred him up. I don't want to stir him up. I don't think maybe the Conway exercise really took. They were all selfish with themselves.
What they're saying outside is sweet. Or
no. Not now. Whether you're right or wrong, that's what it really is. I don't mean dumb or anything like that. I'm talking about it. Always a new job leader. Not dumb, but you're not just because I'm me. But I mean smart boy. The guy that's smart says, by God, I'm going to stick with him because he's the man. Now that's a hell of an important thing, isn't it? They're so good. It's a wonderful veteran.
Check the
new
No, it's Crowe there.
One of those boys. Dean. No, I'm sorry, I'll get somebody else. Dean, please. Yeah. See, that's the way the law was written. You have to find some way to find a new vice president. The president appoints him. How the hell else are you going to get him? And then the Congress approves him. If he's on there, if he's appointed as vice president.
Congress or Senate?
Congress.
The whole Congress.
They approve him.
How appointed. The whole Congress.
Oh.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, that's the way it has to be done. I think you see, if you dump him and then have to try to get the convention to nominate a Democrat, first it's hard to come. But if I appointed him, and then after I appointed him, John, did that constitutional amendment on presidential succession, it's now in the law. Would you, what is the situation? Because I had to, my daughter's doing a little paper, and I wanted to find out, in the case of the, I know what happens in the case of the president, but in the case of the vice president die, does the president appoint and approve of the Congress? That's who I read. Why don't you go check the memo and call me back? I want to know what happens in the event the vice president either is incapacitated or resigns. I mean, it's a purely good question. It would be interesting to know what it does. If my recollection was, and I was talking to you, that the president appoints, because I recall when they asked me what ought to be done, remember I was president of the party of interest when this thing was ultimately directed. I said I couldn't see any way to do it. The vice president had to be the president's man. So you remember they were going to have the Congress elect on them. I said, no, the president's got a point. Fine. Call me back. It's in his big thrill for the month.
That's interesting. Is that?
See my point?
Damn right.
Sure.
No, but the better part of this year.
He just dumped me.
He has a reading.
What is his reading?
Oh, it's about that. I think he's got some ideas of his own. I think he would find him a very willing co-conspirator. I have to give him the court. I have to promise him the court. He wouldn't be able to give him the term.
That's my problem. Very much afraid that if he put that in, it would raise holy hell in the country.
He recognizes that he wouldn't want to go into it.
He wouldn't want to go through the torture of these vice presidents.
He has found that he likes, and I'm sure this is what Bryce said, that he likes hobnobbing with Frank Sinatra and Bob Hope. The big money.
He likes it.
The fast crowd and the golf course and the pretty houses. And he has no problem moving into that. He can move in. Move out and into if you wanted to call it a law practice or if you wanted to go into a corporate thing of some kind, make himself a damn good bundle. Stay public in attacking the media, which you'd like to do. Be bad at all for us to have a figure out there, because then there would be no question that you cleared his speeches with you or anything at all.
The only problem is where he'd get an audience if he wasn't vice president.
Well, they say he would, but I just wondered. He gets now, but it's not anything like it.
Let me tell you what I think is the problem. Hoover. We gotta get Hoover out before he's forced out.
No.
With Agnes. We need to goddamn bloody a battle. Some people say, well, have the bloody battle about him, not about yourself. But it'll reflect on us. And then you'll have a hell of a battle about Agnew and the vice president, all that sort of thing.
He still runs at 50% approval or something.
name is strong, the hatred of him is violent. Now that's just the difference. You see my point?
Right.
And the hatred of me is not, I'm quite aware of it. If I got the war over with, the hatred of it, everybody's going to love me, and I don't give a damn what they do, but people aren't going to hate me. But Agnew, if we get the war over with, they're still going to hate his guts. Because he doesn't, you know.
Well, the dislike of you is by people we can't get over no matter what. The hatred of Agnew is partially winnable.
Winnable by me.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people who will not vote for, I honestly believe now, they will not vote for you if Agnew is your vice president.
I think so too.
The poll
may not show that up either.
No, I don't think
but I think by the time they make the record.
Because they go, just like Stevenson tried to do to Eisenhower with you.
Yeah.
They go all out on that. Yeah, on that.
But you see, they didn't work it with me, because basically I was too damn and clever for them. And also, I was not.
You weren't the...
I was not that much of a lightning
rod. Right.
Frankly, let's put it, most of the stuff on me was made up, let's face it. With Agnew, he's asked for some of it. I don't mean that. A lot of it, I agree with it 80% of the time. But God damn, the other 20% of the time, I don't. And also, if you're in a second term situation, or in a second term, people do think of the possible death of the president. Not a whole lot of presidents have died when they're 61, 62, 63.
I'd say you'll be at the age where people are going to think about it.
Quite fallen. The Eisenhower had his heart attack when he was 64. They're going to think of that.
Johnson had his a lot younger than
that. That's right. They'll look at the man, no matter what your health record is, and they know that the bitchy job is, they know what a man's been through, and they're going to say it. The actuarials, the rest, well, there's just that, they all know what the cholesterol is, the rest. And there's always that possibility, I can't aware
of. The idiot economy, of course, is that he would be able to hold on to most of the people who would be disturbed by becoming anxious.
Very much so.
A hell of a lot.
He holds all the South.
Yeah.
Except a few Republicans in the South would be. But Connally's gaining a lot. Every time Connally goes out, did you get to meet the press or not? Is that word? I didn't want to go.
No point. Well, Roger still may do it.
I didn't figure out anymore.
But where my view now is not to have him go on. It's a waste of time. We've got
Klein.
Klein on one of them and Scott on another.
That's enough.
And the head of Blue Cross is scheduled to be on the president. It seems to me that's exactly what you want on that.
Great. And there'll be no competition.
And it's Easter Sunday, there's going to be in the audience anyway.
Great.
And all you're doing is making a little news for the Monday paper, and Herb and you can do that. And we're better. I didn't want to put, if the government were going on or something, it would be worth trying to preempt it. It's not to you in the forum, but. Better off not that anymore.
Right.
If the Blue Cross guys come. Report today.
Go up.
Yeah, 576. 22 million shares. 49.
That's good. That's the high again. Where it was when it started slipping that time. I ain't dropping some.
I do. Guess it probably would because you've got a discount.
I think not many discounts. The point is that many of them are they read eight.
Yeah.
And they'll be disappointed when
I saw it.
Yep. Yeah. Hello. Yeah, John. Good. I guess, John, thank you. Thank you. That was exactly right. And only takes a majority of both houses of Congress. Simple majority. Negative, you got to see what I mean. That's the way to handle the thing. It'd be a hell of a bombshell. But Bob, as I look at this situation, it only can be done if we're up.
Let's say you have the summit in the first part of September. You got a lot of stuff cranking on for us. Well, but say you do. Then you come back somewhere in early October or something, the vice president comes up, or at the end of the year, year end, this man will be a council. December 31st, or as of January 20th, not really there.
I want to stand for
order to avoid any confusion and embarrassment on the subject. And because he is moving into another field that he wants to get into now,
right.
And because he wants to serve you in your private citizen. And I think he work is, together for himself.
The way it would have to be done is all like parties. What makes me think he might do it is his attitude about putting the ball game. That's a little queasy about being booed at the ball game. What he has been through to date will be nothing compared to what they're putting through before the convention. I believe that one heartbeat from the presidency. Your man is 60, 59, or he will be 60 when he starts the term. Has a high cholesterol, they have to take up all those bullshit, you know what I mean? Spike but probably quite healthy. But you don't have any
good Democrats.
They'll say, is this, do you want this man? They'll run against that because he sure as hell. If I look good, they'll run against that. See my point? And it'll pull us. We'll drive us. They did that with Eisenhower. Nothing could have done that, but the point was that I was so. Another thing, too, is if I am more closely identified with Eisenhower than Edgar Roosevelt Nixon, I look good. You know what I mean? And everybody thinks that he's sort of off his own anyway, then he would be different. Right? Whereas in my case, I was sort of the alter ego of Eisenhower. A younger guy.
There's all kinds of precedent, especially with strong presidents, for changing vice presidents.
The Cali thing, which dropped us to 41. So I assume that four I assume that the bad weekend in Laos probably knocked us down 3 or 4 points in any event. I thought Cali probably knocked us the rest of the way. The Cali would surge us up some. The Cali thing, therefore, Bob, may have been. It just has to have an enormous effect. That's all there is to it. Because it washed out the last weekend in Laos. You get my point?
Yeah. Did I put down?
What do you have?
53-32.
I'm back on that.
Have you written that?
Because of the law, because of what county. I think it must have been the way they asked the question. If they asked the question, you approved the county, then you approved the president. That's a bad way.
They asked the question always, if you approve that of the job.
Well, then, that's a good shape.
Hoover District.
What was the number, 53? 54-31.
Every 1 week.
3 days.
Yeah.
Well, remember, tonight, this is kind of a lawyer, no calls.
He's running hard.
Do everything you want.
Check up, you know.
I don't want to bother. I need to rest in the kitchen. I work all week.
Yeah.
Y'all in the speech.
Yeah.
Congress week was Congress before.
For all people, for you know, our
yeah.
Steps down.
But the rest of you just take the calls and be nice to them. Not too damn nice to the captain, if you don't mind. What time is the first meeting tomorrow morning?
That's over at the house, so you can just stay over there. Do that and send a photo. The council on economic policy. Yeah, on economic policy and that, you don't have to do anything. So that's turned over to Peters.
Right. Okay, well, I will not see you then until tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Good luck. 5 o'clock.
Damn, you're a good one. I think you've got that pretty close. I think it's just going to be effective. And then do speed and shoot. We got other problems. I'm over there.
Maybe the commentators are going to bang it by terms of the fact that it wasn't as much as it was disappointing. That's what all the Democrats are going to say in some Republican. Yeah. So our guys, if we've got any guys left, well, we have a few, and have got to get up and say, right, we're behind the president. Right, we back the president, that's all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir. Will do.